Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shavias. We continue learning the halachos of things that are not allowed to be done in terms of clearing the field during the Shemitah year, says the Mishnah, Barishona hayu umim melakit adam eitzim bavanim vasav mitoch shelo kederach shu melakit mitoch shel chaveru. Originally, the Chachamim would say that a person can go ahead and gather sticks and stones and grass, all these types of things from his field, not to clear for planting, but to use these things for other reasons, like the sticks for firewood, the grass maybe for animal food, etc. He could do this even from his own field, in the same way that he would gather from someone else's field, right? Gathering from someone else's field, we understand, is permissible because I don't care to clear his field for planting, so everyone knows that you're doing it just to get the items for themselves, for firewood and the like. But when it comes to my own field, you think maybe I shouldn't be able to do it. But originally, the Chachamim were making, and they said you could do it. One can take the large sticks and then the larger items from his own field, and he would have to leave the smaller ones, so that he wouldn't be suspect of clearing the whole field. But But when the number of individuals who were sinners grew, and they would even gather the small items, and they would just say, "No, I only took the large ones." So as a result, his kinu shehi zeh melakit mitoch shel zeh v'zeh melakit mitoch shel zeh. The Chachamim said that one is allowed to, that one is not even allowed to collect things other than large sticks and the like from someone else's field, shelo b'tova, and he can't show any appreciation to the owner for doing so. And obviously he can't, he can't be shown any appreciation by the owner himself, that, like, you know, thank you for doing this. And it goes without saying that the owner can't give him any food or the like for doing this. So don't give him a bottle of water if it's a hot day or whatever. So in other words, at the end of the day, this gathering of large items was permissible even in my own field, but the small sticks were never permissible in my field, and everything seems like it was permitted in someone else's field, but now because of the sinners, so the only thing that was permissible was to take the large sticks from the other people's field, so that no one would say that, you know, I took the small sticks from his field, so I'm going to take the small sticks from my field, but I'll just claim that they're the large ones. Says Mishnah Beis further, Sadesh in his Kavtza Tizara B'motzai Shviyas, a field that the thorns were cleared away during the Shemitah year, we can even plant that field after Shviyas. There's a concern that if we allow the person to do violate a sin and take care of the field during the Shemitah year, so maybe we shouldn't allow him to enjoy the produce in the next year and to plant properly the food in the field the next year. So we say, if you clear thorns, even though that does help the growing, it's not helping enough, or it's not considerable enough that you can't go ahead and plant during the eighth year. Sheni taiva o sheni daira lo sizar b'mosei shvias. But if you have a field that was improved, or you have a field that the animals were sort of kept together, and you left the fertilizer there left on the ground. So these types of fields can't be planted after Shemitah, because the Chachamim were basically giving a kenas, a fine, to the person who violated these sins during the Shemitah year. Sade Sheni Taiva, when you have a field that was improved as a result of the Shemitah, during the Shemitah year, Beishamai Omrim Ein Ochlim Peroseh Bashviyah. So Beishamai say, you can't eat the produce during the Shviyas year. Beishil Omrim Ochlim, but Beishil say, no, go ahead. You're allowed to eat it. This is Hefker, same regular Shemitah produce, but it is allowed to be eaten. Say that we can't eat produce of Shemitah with some sort of a showing of a gratitude to the owner, because at the end of the day, they don't belong to the owner, they belong to the world, they're hefker. And say, no, we can eat Shemitah produce and we can show gratitude, or we cannot show gratitude to the owner, that would be allowed. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we have to switch these opinions over here. Zo mikule beishamei according to Rabbi Yehuda, these rulings are among the lenient of Beis Shammai and the stringent of Beis Hillel. Normally, where Machmir Beis Shammai is Machmir Beis Hillel is Meikel. Over here, it's the opposite. Beis Shammai say you can show gratitude or not, and Beis Hillel say you cannot show gratitude. That would not be allowed to the owner of the field during the Shemitah year. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.